proclamation number 8325 dated the November 10th, 1962. True servants of God. Instituted words. Working of the Spirit. You, who believe in me and the working of my Spirit within you, receive extraordinary knowledge from me. And this knowledge obliges you to communicate with your fellow human beings, for you don't just receive it for yourselves, you merely act as mediators between me and people whom I cannot address directly but who urgently require truthful information in order to be able to fulfill their earthly task. Their will to draw closer to their God and Creator again has to be stimulated, and therefore they must be enlightened about me and their relationship with their God and Creator. They know about my will and their task on earth. Only then can they be held to account as to whether and how they make use of their earthly life. They must also be informed of the process of return they are going through themselves and the reasons on which this is based. For all this knowledge can help people to reflect about themselves and give their presently purely worldly attitude a spiritual outlook so that their pilgrimage across this earth will not remain unsuccessful but result in their return to me and to supreme bliss, as was destined for them in the very beginning. This task of distributing the knowledge conveyed to you from above is your most important work, the implementation of which can lead to tremendous blessings. I myself will support any task you undertake on my behalf, for the result could be that I will win back countless saved souls which my adversary has to return to me if it is their own will. And then these souls will have completed a process of development which has lasted for an infinitely long time already, but which can be prolonged for an infinitely long time again if the human being fails on earth. I convey to you, my messengers of light, such extensive knowledge as to enable you to carry much light into the spiritual darkness. And your fellow human beings need only open their hearts and ears in order to partake in a greater than great treasure of grace which you are permitted to unearth because you want to be of service to me. You shall only ever distribute the bread of heaven and the water of life, the healing strength of which is true wine for your souls. Then you will be my true disciples to whom I give this instruction just as I gave it to my first disciples when I took the Last Supper with them. Although I handed them food for the body, they nevertheless knew that my instruction meant the distribution of spiritual food. They knew that my words called them to the teaching ministry, that they should carry my gospel into the world, that they should nourish their fellow human beings' souls with my word which they had received from me and continue to receive through the working of my Spirit within them. Thus I called these disciples and instructed them to go out into the world. But this instruction first required them to receive from me the bread of heaven, the water of life, for they were meant to pass on divine gifts and not human ideas which do not benefit the soul. Thus, as long as these proclaimers of my word and their successors were called to teach through the working of my Spirit within them, they were my representatives, my disciples, and therefore the successors of my first disciples who had received the true gospel from me. And everyone can regard himself as my disciple, as successor of the first disciples whom I had called to the teaching ministry, in whom my Spirit works such that he is introduced from within to extensive knowledge which cannot be intellectually acquired. And even traditionally adopted spiritual knowledge first necessitates my Spirit's working in the proclaimer so that he can fully understand this spiritual knowledge and pass it on in a way that it will have a truly beneficial effect on those who are being taught. Only a spiritually awakened proclaimer of my word is a true successor to my disciples, and not those preachers who decided for themselves to make it their career and who believe that they can academically acquire the knowledge with which they then want to work in my vineyard. These laborers are unsuitable, for they have to wait until I call them myself. Prior to this, they cannot work properly in my vineyard, because I myself want to work through my Spirit in those who are active for me and my kingdom. And neither can this calling come from fellow human beings, from someone who, in turn, has also taken up his office without an inner calling, who is also made a servant of God by his fellow men. This teaching ministry carries so much responsibility that it truly also requires the qualifications for it, and human will or human action can never suffice to confer such an office. I descended to earth myself in order to bring my word to humanity, the knowledge which corresponds to the truth, which grants complete enlightenment and returns a person into a state of realization which was his share before his apostasy from God. I brought this word to people myself, and, since I was only able to stay for a limited period of time on earth, chose suitable vessels for myself whom I filled with my flow of spirit, whom I instructed myself, and, since they lived a life of love, to whom I also promised the working of my spirit while they carried out my instructions. And you humans know that due to people's free will the purest truth can be spoilt if the conditions no longer exist which permit the working of my spirit. Do you really believe that all people who claim to be my representatives on earth, who claim to be the successors of my first disciples, displayed the prerequisites which enabled the working of my spirit? And thus the pure truth was no longer guaranteed, for a person who has not shaped himself into a vessel for my spirit can be easily influenced by my adversary, whose sole intention is to always undermine my pure truth. This is why countless misguided teachings were able to assert themselves without being recognized by them as such. For wherever my spirit is as yet unable to work, darkness still prevails, for only my spirit ignites the light in the human being, for my spiritual spark is love, and love is also light and strength. As the divine spark of love in the human being, the spark of God's spirit, unites with the Eternal Father Spirit, a bright light as to shine which no arrow can endure, because it will be exposed and refuted by the truth from me, who will only ever support the pure truth and make it accessible to you humans. Understand that this was the real meaning of my Last Supper with my disciples, that they thus received the instruction to bring the pure truth to people and at the same time mention my act of salvation and my human manifestation in Jesus. Therefore I said, do this in remembrance of me. For only by proclaiming the pure gospel was it also possible to provide people with a knowledge of my act of salvation. And since this knowledge is extremely important, I mentioned it with the above words, for all people who want to become blessed should remember me. But as long as precisely these instituted words are misunderstood and associated with a completely senseless action, there is still profound spiritual darkness in people. And this is why I now instruct my last disciples again to carry my word into the world, the pure truth which I was able to convey to them through my spirit, which effectually walketh also in you that believe. Amen.